dear old duck. My father's a lavatory cleaner. He cleans them by day and by night.
That's right.
And when he comes home in the evening, he's covered all over with shine your buttons with Brasso. It's only 3 pence a tin. You can buy it or nick it from Kelly's, but I don't think they've got any in. And when it comes round to Christmas,
ho, ho, ho,
he gave me Ma big fright. For instead of bringing her chocolates,
yeah,
he brought her a big box of shine your buttons with Brasso. It's only 3 pence a tin. You can buy it or nick it from Kelly's, but I don't think they got any in. Some say that he died of a fever.
Disco fever.
Some say that he died of a fit. But I know very well what he died of. He died of the smell of the shine your buttons with Brasso. It's only 3 pence a tin. You can buy it or nick it from Kelly's, but I don't think they've got any in. Some say that he's buried in a graveyard.
Strangely appropriate.
Some say that he's buried in a pit.
Mosh pit!
But I know very well what he's buried in. He's buried in 6 foot of shine your buttons with Brasso. It's only 3 pence a tin. You can buy it or make it from Kelly's, but I don't think they've got any in.
And now, a beloved song about trees.
Trees.
By the poet Rudyard Kipling. Of all the trees that grow so fair, old England to adorn, greater are none beneath the sun than oak and ash and thorn. Sing,
oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all on a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn.
Oak of the clay lived many a day, or ever Aeneas began. Ash of the lum was a lady at home, when Brute was an outlaw man. And
thorn of the downs, a new Troy town, from which was London born. Witness hereby the ancient cry of oak and ash and thorn. Sing, oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all on a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn.
Oh, unit is old in churchyard mold, he breedeth a mighty bow. And all the pursues do wise men choose, and beach for cups also. But
when you have killed in your bullet is filled, and your shoes are clean outworn, back you must feed for all that you need to oak and ash and thorn. Sing, oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all on a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn.
She hates mankind and waits till every gust be laid to drop a limb on the head of him that anyway trusts her shade. But
whether a lad be sober or sad, or mellow with ale from the horn, he'll take it no wrong and he lieth along neath oak and ash and thorn. Sing, oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all on a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn.
Oh, do not tell the priest our plight, for he would call it a sin.
But we've been out in the woods all night, a conjuring summer in, and we bring you good news by word of mouth, good news for cattle and corn. Now as the sun comes up from the south by oak and ash and thorn, sing, oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all on a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn.
Sing, oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all on a midsummer's morn, good sirs,
surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn.
Song I wrote that captures how we all feel about the most important things in life, and it's called I Love You More Than Beer.
Yeah!
And it's true, it is. But having said that, rest assured that, lest you mistake me, because we do love you more than beer, it does not mean that we love you more than whiskey. 4 years I quenched my thirst with what I thought was tasty. But then I finally came to sup your kisses sweet. And now, like wandering in the desert, parched and pasty, I long to satisfy my yearning for this treat. If there is just one thing that I may clear, my dear, 'tis that I love you more than I love my beer. Your hair is fairer than the very finest lager, and your lips glisten like an amber ale that's red. Your eyes are deeper than the deepest, darkest porter, with skin as creamy as my frothy Guinness head. If there is just one thing that I may clear, my dear, 'tis that I love you more than I love my beer. I find the scent of you to be intoxicating, and making love with you I know would be divine. Even though my mates have said that we're no good for mating, because the only thing you want to drink is wine. If there is just one thing that I may clear, my dear, 'tis that I love you more than I love my beer. At times me mates and I will spend the whole night drinking. We stumble home to bed well in our cups and tight. But seeing how you look and get a bloke to thinking, I trade it all to be well in your cups tonight. If there is just one thing that I may clear, my dear, 'tis that I love you more than I love my ear. If there is just one thing that I may clear, my dear, 'tis that I love.
Respectable international group.
International.
Yes. We would like to sing for your song in a foreign language.
Cockney!
Oh, Jimmy Beam was a funny looking fella. He had a bigger mouth. He was looking for a cellar. But his mouth,
with him,
from within a beauty show. Oh, it was like a steamboat funnel or a railway arch on the Blackwall Tunnel. And you can't see Jim when he opens his mouth.
What a gap.
Poor chap. He's never been known to laugh. For if he did, it's a penny to a quid that his face would fall in half. With a mouth so large, colo lumber, he could whisper in his own ear. Ain't it funny? And
quench.
His thirst. Now he's got to have a drink of mine. He got so drunk one foggy morn that he laid in the road and he started to yawn. And a poor old man was delivering a cold close by. And as he went to shoot, he saw Jim's mouth out in the road. Now this old man, being a short-sighted fellow, when he saw Jim's mouth, he took it for a cellar and he shot
the lot
right into his mouth, no joke. Now Jim Bill's soul's got a belly full of coal and he coughs up lumps of coke. What a mouth, what an old man's out. Money, what a mouth he's got. Now when he was a baby, Lord Columber, his poor old mother used to feed him with a shovel. What a gap. Poor chap, he's never been known to laugh. For if he did, it's a penny to a quid that his face would fall in half. What a mouth, what an old man's out. Money, what a mouth he's got. Now when he was a baby, Lord Columber, his poor old mother used to feed him with a shovel. What a gap. Poor chap, he's never been known to laugh. For if he did, it's a penny to a quid that his face would fall in half. What a mouth, what an old man's out. Money, what a mouth he's got. He's never been known to laugh. Or if he did, his face would fall in.